Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Two of South Africa's big banks have signed up with Home Affairs to enable you to apply online for a passport or smart ID through their app. They are Capitec and FNB. Home Affairs has already partnered with a number of banks to allow applications for smart IDs and passports at some 30 selected branches. The long-term plan is to expand that service to 1,000 bank branches by 2029. Some 13 million South Africans use the Capitec app. FNB has 7.4 million. Rainbow Chickens looks to be on the way back. Its shares are up 7% on the JSE at one point after a statement to the market which said full-year earnings are expected to be up by almost threefold. Rainbow, majority owned by Remgro, points to higher sales volumes, improvements in operations, lower input costs for items like feed, and a reduction in expenses after the prior year's load shedding and bird flu. The share gave up most of those gains as the day wore on, though, closing up just 0.5%. And JSE-listed Gemfields has sold its iconic Fabergé luxury jewellery brand for $50 million, about 886 million rand. Fabergé has been bought by US tech entrepreneur and venture capitalist Sergei Mosunov. The company was founded in St. Petersburg in 1842, became legendary for its jewel-encrusted eggs made for the Russian royal family and others. Gemfields is a miner of coloured gemstones, so an alliance with such a storied jewellery maker looked like a good marriage in 2013, priced at 142 million US. However, a downturn in the luxury market, strife in Mozambique, where Gemfields mines rubies, have taken a toll and its shares are well down. Much interest and controversy here a few months back over a bid by billionaire Elon Musk to secure a South African license for his Starlink satellite-based internet service. Well, perhaps his fans shouldn't be too disappointed. Bloomberg reporting that Starlink in Kenya has lost 10% of its subscribers in the first quarter of this year. Why? High costs and slow speeds in urban areas. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down 0.2%, London's FTSE up 0.4%. New York, the Dow ended down 0.4%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning's flying up 2.5%, Hong Kong's flat, Sydney up 0.1%. US dollar firmer at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.75 to the dollar, 20.62 to the euro, 23.84 to sterling. Gold at 3,350, platinum 1,336, Bitcoin just on 118,850, Brent crude oil just under $67 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.